your thoughts in particular, obviously, on the two young cornerbacks so much was made of Devin and Darius starting against T.O. and Ocho, and how you think they fared overall?
Well, just, you know, as a team, we try to look at things as a team, and, you know, we thought that there were some things that we did well, and there were a few things that, you know, we needed to work on, but overall we were just happy with the win more than anything else.
You know, Chung had a, you know, big stat day. I think it was 16 or something tackles. Where did his production come from? Was there a particular facet of the game that kind of led him to have that kind of a day?
No, there were a variety of things, but I think what gets kind of hidden in the stats were anytime someone is able to have a good day, it's usually because there are other guys, you know, that are doing a good job in their areas. You know, he had some good plays, but there were a bunch of guys that did a lot of really good things on those plays that, you know, sometimes don't show up in the stats.
Is there anything specific to Chung? Is there anything, a technique you've had, you know, coaching him or any specific developmental aspect that he's really excelled at this preseason? Because, you know, so far he looks really different from how he did even at the end of last year.
Well, you know, I think it's more just a maturity thing. You know, we've, as a staff, we've asked him to do some things just like we've asked a bunch of the guys to do some things. And, you know, he, like everyone else, he's working really hard to go out and improve and to try to do the things that we're coaching him to do. So I think it's more a product of that and not so much of what I'm trying to do with him. You know, I play a small role. Everybody's got their role, and I think he's, you know, trying to do his role. So, you know, we couple all that together, and it's been okay.
Corwin, does Patrick Chung's playing style, who does he remind you of, from whether it's from your time as a player or a coach?
You know, really, I haven't really thought about it. I try not to compare and contrast players. You know, I'm, you know, when I watch him play, I really just focus on what he's doing, you know, right. You know, then I try to watch the things that he needs to, you know, work on, and we just go from there. I haven't really had time to sit back and think about, you know, who he plays like or who he reminds me of right now. Just trying to really get ready for the next week, to tell you the truth.
How's it been reconnecting with a guy like Sergio Brown?
Oh, well, it's been good because, you know, we have some familiarity with each other, and he understands me and I understand him. So I think that makes, you know, both of our transitions, you know, a little bit better.
Merriweather was in a little bit of a different role on Sunday than we're used to seeing him. I guess in the base package, he was on the sideline, which he was rarely on the sideline last year. Was there a reason for that? Was that a message of some sort as far as his playing time and where he fit in?
No, everyone that comes to the game, like I said, like we all have our roles here, coaches included, and you know each and every week, coach, you know, kind of puts together, you know, what everyone's role is going to be, and you know, we just go from there. We really don't think about, you know, who did what, you know, last year or last week. You know, each week is its own entity, and you know, we just focus on that.
Would you foresee him getting back in the base package in the future, or did you like how it was on Sunday?
Oh no, that's all, you know, based on as a staff, you know, how we see things come together right now. We're just trying to get ready for the Jets.
Speaking of the Jets, I'm sure you caught some of the game last night. They seem to, in the passing game specifically, focus a lot on underneath stuff. I'm not sure their receivers, you know, caught more than a few passes. How is their offense one that's taxing as far as covering the middle of the field?
Well, it's taxing because they have a lot of weapons. You know, they got great receivers. You know, I mean, they got great receivers. They got great tight ends. You know, the quarterback, I've been watching him since he was in college. He can make every throw. You know, he's accurate. I think he's really, really competitive. So, you know, they pose some problems with you. And then they got the running backs that can play out of the backfield as well.
I assume you've looked at some of the Jets from last year. How have you seen Mark Sanchez, obviously a smaller sample size this year, but how have you seen him develop and maybe take that step forward from year one to year two?
You know, I haven't really compared stats from year one to year two because, you know, stats can be misleading. You know, I just know that, you know, he has a big arm. And you know, he knows where to go with the ball, and if you leave guys uncovered, that he can hurt you.
Did you face him when you were in college, or when he was in college?
Yes, when I was at Notre Dame, yes, I did.
Does any of that help? Did you get a? How was he back then, and can you use anything from then to now?
Well, you know, like I said, like things are different from week to week, so they're certainly going to be different from year to year. You know, he's working with, you know, Shoddy's a really good coach, and I've worked with him before, and you know, he's going to pose us some problems.
Have you gotten a sense of Jared Page's physical skills, and how do you see, when you have a guy so new, how do you see him fitting in? How do you handle that as a coach?
Well, you know, he, like everyone else, you look at his skill set, and you just try to plug him into the defense, and, you know, we just go from there. Each and every person has a role, and, you know, we try to find roles for everyone that goes to the game. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Corwin.